The life of an adventurer is one full of excitement and mystery. It's the type of job where you never know when your time will be up. The type of job that require you to always be ready to stop what you're doing at a moment's notice. And that's what our hero is about to be asked to do. For you see, he was about to run into an army of soldiers just looking for a fight.
Halt!
Well, what's going on here? Hey.
I must have your sword.
Why, you mean this crummy little thing? It's barely enough to get me home safe, as you can tell by the situation I'm in.
Come, warrior body. Let's engage in combat.
No, let's not. Who are you, guy? What's going on here?
I am the Red Salamander Zaruga, one of Roglus's 12 generals.
All right. Look. I think you got me mixed up with somebody else. It's nice to meet you, Zaruga, or whatever your name is, but I'm just trying to get home. I mean, you brought your whole army here. Who is this guy?
I am Heisen the Ruthless. I am here to avenge my mother. The whole reason this war started was because you killed Roglus.
Wait a second. Now I know you've got the wrong guy. Look, I'm not here to get into your advanced Dungeons and Dragons game. I'm just going to stand back and give you the sword here. Okay? There. Oh. Hello there.
I am the Shadow Panther Gillen, one of Roglus's 12 generals. I am all that remains of the Roglus army. In the name of Roglus and his honor, I shall do battle with you.
What's with you people? I just want to get home. It's hard to even keep you guys straight. Zaruga, what was your thing?
I am the Red Salamander Zaruga, one of Roglus's 12 generals.
What's going on here? I mean, can one of you please just sum this up for me?
We are simply returning this country to its rightful ruler.
Okay, well, there you go. That's a cause I can get behind. And you know what? It was nice and to the point. You guys can learn a lot from this guy. So let's see here. Anybody else we haven't heard from? How about you, the old guy in the back? You look like you could die at any time. You better spit out your questions.
But the enemies of Magus will soon be completely destroyed.
Okay, I don't, I'll be honest with you, I don't really know what to do with that information. But if anybody else out there wants to die and make this easier for me, you know, feel free. Wow, that guy just burst into a ball of flames. And did you guys just see that? And the sound effect? Oh. You know what? I don't even know what to say. You know what? Actually, I do. Right about now, I was wondering if this little turf war was worth any more deaths. You know what? I'm not a fighter, but, you know, I'm up to guys, and, you know, my sword's on the ground. Perhaps it's best you just, you know, go on your way and let me get, you know, back to my house and, you know, let's just move on here.
You are the one who killed my younger brother, Roglus. Have no fear. We shall meet again.
Oh, if they were going to disappear like that, what would they need the horses for?
Why did the armies of Magus attack Roglus?
Is somebody there? Show yourself!
The ways of Roglus were evil. The same goes for Magus.
Alright, sister. I think that's pretty much established by now. I mean, did you see what they were doing to us back there?
The enemy. Could it be the Roglus?
Why, I've come to save you! Hey! Where did all those soldiers go?
Oh, man, where were you a couple of minutes ago? They're gone already.
Why are you fighting for Magus, and what kind of person is he?
Hey, who is that?
Oh, you can hear her, too?
Of course I can hear her, but where is she?
Yeah, that's something I've been trying to figure out, too.
Why have you come to the world of reality?
The world of reality? Oh, sister, I think you're a little too dramatic.
A pitiful warrior.
Hey, I don't need to take that from you. Just... stay over there and just shut up.
Let me pass on this road.
Oh, I don't think you want to do that.
Oh, well, why not?
This town, it is in despair. Religious zealots have taken over the government. We've had 40 days of fire and 40 days of rain, and all our food supplies have dried up. And on a more personal note, my older brother just came out of the closet last week.
Right. Well, that's cool. Hey, do you know if that road is open over there?
Did you not hear the part about the fire, the rain, and the no food?
Yeah, but I really gotta get through.
That's Reiko's voice. I wonder if something's happened on Vikanti.
Wait a second, that's whose voice? Does the voice in my head have a voice in her head, too?
Yeah, I think I want to sit this one out. Good luck with that.
Halt, warrior!
Let me pass on this road.
Who is that? Where is that voice coming from?
Trust me. I've been trying to figure that out myself. Better just let us pass.
I'm not going to take orders from some voice. If you want to pass, you're going to have to come up with some good reason.
The ways of Rogueless were evil. The same goes for Magus.
Okay, you may pass. Just go over there and talk to Big M's lawyer.
Huh. Oh, that was surprisingly easy.
Yes. Can I help you?
Yeah, the guard over there told me that I could talk to Magus. I'm his older brother. Yeah, that's it.
His older brother? I don't understand.
Hush, I know what I'm doing. Just let me deal with this.
See that over there? I think Magus is a little busy.
Fine. Well, whenever he has a chance, I'd really like to talk to him. It's really important. Just tell him that. It's really important.
I shall destroy all those who protect Magus.
Oh, listen, you may not want to say that.
All right, what do you say?
It is useless to go on fighting this way.
Hush, Magus, let me handle this.
To fight is my destiny.
I said I'm handling this.
How can you possibly fight for a mother who abandoned you?
Magus.
Oh, that's just not right. I mean, Jesus. Ugh. How can you even work for this guy?
Okay, fine. I quit. Here, this is the light of 1,000 torches. Just aim it at his forehead and it should reveal his weak spot. Just get over there and finish this thing. The game's gone on too long.
You who share the same fate as I commend the welfare of Vikanti into your hands.
All right, so Magus is dead, and everything's worked out, and I can get home, and...
Even though you have succeeded in breaking the Emperor's power, you have not been able to stop the war.
Well, who said anything about stopping a war? I mean, I just killed this guy. I don't care about a war. You guys can deal with that. I just need to get home.
Fighting only brings sadness and pain.
You know what? You're absolutely right. That's the first thing that I completely agree with you on. And you know what? Is your friend around? Can she explain what happened?
After you killed the Rogueless King, the people of Vikanti split into two armies, the army of the Rogueless King and the army that opposes them. That is how the war started. The army opposing Rogueless has managed to bring back Emperor Magus through an opening in the dimensional field. Magus has taken over the anti-Rogueless forces and turned them into his own Magus army. In the wake of the invincible power of the Magus army, the Rogueless army has been losing the war. As a last resort, the Rogueless army is trying to get its hands on your Sword of Varus.
Wow, that That kind of seems like the kind of information I should have had before we went on this adventure, no?
Magus.
Yeah, you know what? I'm kind of sick of you two broads. You know what? I think I'm just going to get home.
And with that, our adventure comes to an end. The enemy lies dead in a pool of his own blood, and our hero is free to go about his way.
Yeah, well, that's all fine and dandy, Mr. Narrator, but I mean, what's changed? What's different?
Well, I'm not sure.
Well, then what are we here for? I mean, if we didn't save the world, then isn't all of this kind of pointless?
Yeah, that's true.
Well, Narrator, aren't you the one that's supposed to know these things? I mean, you're the narrator, and yet you're not even the same narrator that started this story.
That's a good point.
Seriously, what's wrong with you? Isn't the city still in ruin, the government still corrupt and everything? I mean, it's a terrible ending.
Yeah, the city is still in ruin, the government is still corrupt, innocent people are still dying. I guess nothing has changed.
Oh, what a terrible waste of time this has been. You just go ahead and cue the end music. Let's just get this over with.
Tune in next week as we join our brave adventurer as he manages to do no good whatsoever. Will he be able to slay the dragon? Will he be able to find the Sword of Valis? Will anything happen that changes the world for the better? Find out next week when we return to another exciting installment of The Search for Something or Other.